Hello, geniuses. Welcome back to the Own Your Genius podcast, where we discuss building businesses, growing brands, and owning your genius. I'm your host, brand attorney LaKonya Murray, owner of Off the Mark IP Solutions, where we help clients throughout the United States own their genius by protecting their brand, content, and ideas through trademarks, copyright, and business development. Listen. We have a good one for you today. But before we get started, have you joined the Genius Lounge? It's a place where all of us geniuses hang out to discuss business, intellectual property, and mindset. If you're looking for a community of motivated high achievers doing what they need to do to succeed in business and life, the Genius Lounge is it. You can join by going to joinlakonya.com. As promised, we got a good one for you today. Let's go ahead and get into it. How many of you, because I know I certainly have, found ourselves saying, why? Why, God? Like, why? I keep praying, but you're not changing anything. My business is still slow. I'm barely making enough money to pay for myself, let alone pay for the help that I need to really get myself to the next level. I'm going to just raise my hand and tell you that that has been me. And what I realized is I have been sending mixed signals. So today's podcast is about stop sending mixed messages about what you really want. And it's a story about receiving, or the ability to receive. Most of us aren't good receivers, and it's for a good reason. We aren't taught to be good receivers. As a matter of fact, the message that gets jammed down our throat is that it's better to give than receive, that the Lord loves a cheerful giver. What are the messages about receiving, right? So for me growing up, because of those messages that I had, I often, because there wasn't an emphasis on receiving, I often associated receiving with taking, and they're not the same thing. When I think about taking, a singular, it's a singular action that's really focused on one person, and that person is the person that's taking. While receiving involves multiple people. First, it involves the person that is giving, right? Because they have to have someone to give to. And then the second is the person that they're actually giving to, also known as the receiver. In the receiving case, both the receiver and the giver both benefit. They reap a benefit. The giver had something that they wanted to give for whatever reason. And maybe it's you. I know oftentimes I'll be out and I'll see something, and maybe it's something that a friend had talked about earlier, and I'm like, oh, let me grab this for them because they would love it. And for me, just knowing that I'm giving them that satisfaction, something that they can appreciate, something that they wanted but maybe just didn't think to get for themselves, that is the benefit for me. Then as the receiver, you know, imagine receiving that gift that someone gave to you just out of the blue. You know, you never said, hey, get this for me. Might have mentioned in passing that, you know, oh, I'm starting a record collection. I'm starting to collect vinyl, right? And they bought you a vinyl record for your collection. How awesome is that? How does that make you feel as a receiver? So that's why you need the giver and the receiver, right? Like I said, the taker is the only one that benefits. Like they're taking. Maybe the giver at one point was giving so the other person can receive, but they took more than what the giver was really trying to offer. There's an example when I was thinking about this. I thought about Halloween. Not this year, we didn't trick or treat, but Halloween, when you go to the houses that have the bucket of candy and there's a note that says, take one. And they do this because they have the intentions of serving multiple children, but whatever reason, they're not able to do it themselves. So this is their way of making sure the neighborhood kids get a piece of candy. In this, each party is satisfied because you have one by one the children coming and receiving their treat. Receiving because they're getting what was intended for them. And then you have this kid that sees the bucket and he sees that sign that says take one. And what do? They grab a handful of candy, or they pour all the candy into their bag. That kid is a taker. He has no regard for the giver. And that's the biggest difference between taking and receiving, is that the emphasis is not on me as the receiver. It's a mutual relationship, a mutual benefit. But for the longest time, I associated receiving with taking. I'm not a good receiver, which is not good. So let's tie this back into business and what that means for your business. In your business, you're praying for God to increase your territory. Right? You're praying for new clients. You're praying for new opportunity. But because you're not a good receiver, when those things present themselves, you make excuses of why they're not for you, why you can't do this. Oh, I'm not qualified, right? That's those mixed messages, how you want something when you're presented with that opportunity. you're not open to receive what you ask for. That's why now I hear people saying that when you pray for something, you better be prepared to receive it. And that is true. That is true. Just bottom line, that is true. So I'm just going to talk about some of the challenges and just three ways that you can become a better receiver. The first thing I would say, if you're having a problem with accepting, and if I just back up just a little bit, when we talk about receiving, there's different levels of receiving, and I'm going to jump into that. But if you have problems, and so some people say, oh, I can receive, I'm a good receiver. I was in the clubhouse a few weeks ago, and we were talking about being an introvert. And one of the things that came up, someone asked a question about, well, as an introvert, I mean, I have this problem, but do other people find it difficult to receive compliments? And I responded that not receiving compliments, I don't think that that is a introvert thing. I think it is a receiving problem. It's a receiving challenge. If someone says, oh, that is such a pretty dress, and you say, oh, this old thing, you are not receiving the compliment. Receiving is not just something big. It can be something so small. And being able to accept and receive when someone is trying to give something to you, even if it's something as simple as a compliment, it's really important. I just wanted to say that. So, three ways that you can become a better receiver. One, the first thing you gotta do is determine what type of receiver you are. This was super, super important to me as I started opening myself up to receive because I thought I was the bomb receiver. Turns out, I was a dud. I was open to receive, but only in small amounts and not what I truly wanted. Like, ouch. Like, that was really eye-opening for me. I was doing all the things. I was praying, writing down the vision, creating the vision board. Then I turned around and blocked every opportunity presented to me about what I asked for. I'm not qualified. I'm not a people person. They're all going to laugh at me or whatever other method of self-sabotage that, you know, we do to ourselves. And it took me reading this book that was recommended to me by my friend Jacqueline. She recommends a lot of books to me. But this book was called The Aligned Receiver by Christine Hayes. It took me reading this book to realize that I was standing in my own way. And in this book, Christine, she has a test to help you determine what your level of receiving is. And so I'm going to leave a link to that book in the show notes. So what I learned from doing that exercise is that if it's something small, I'm good. If you want to give me tickets to a game, if you want to sign up for a trademark service, that's cool. But if you want to give me a high ticket price item, if you want to send me on vacation, oh, I have a problem with that. Because I'm such a terrible receiver, I don't do a good job of letting my husband give to me because I'm too busy trying to do it all myself instead of sitting back and letting him give. Again, if you are questioning whether or not if it's important for you to be able to receive, it really is. When you're not able to receive, that means you're not able to receive help either. You're sitting here struggling in your business doing all the things when all you got to do is accept the help, because people want to help you. Accept the help that's presented to you. But no, you even hire people to help you in your business. But you're still doing all the things because you can't let go because you're not able to receive the help. Okay, somebody gonna get this message today. First step into becoming a better receiver is to determine what type of receiver you are. Once I learned that I wasn't open to receive as I thought I was, I became intentional about opening myself up to receive. And that's number two. It's being intentional about opening yourself up to receive. So this meant for me that I was saying yes to things that I would normally say no to. It meant that I was being uncomfortable and pushing myself. And when I did this, I noticed I was actually getting more of what I wanted. I was getting more of what I wanted when I got out of my comfort zone, when I opened myself up to receive. Because that's another thing too. When you're receiving, you're going to be put in uncomfortable position in order to get to that thing that you're asked for. A butterfly does not become a butterfly just for wanting a butterfly. It starts out as a caterpillar and then it goes through a transformation, a change, before it becomes that butterfly. And that's the same way with us. So I was actually getting more of what I wanted, right? But I was only getting to a certain degree because there's levels to this. So what I'm learning is as I reach a new level of opening myself to receive, that there will come a time where I will have to go back through and do the work again. Like I'll get to a certain level where I'm just not comfortable. And when you're presented with that, that doesn't mean, oh great, I'm not a good receiver, I should just quit, I've tried. No, that just means that there's something that you need to challenge yourself and ask yourself, why is this so difficult? With each push or new level, I noticed that I was being challenged with a belief that kept me paralyzed because I was aware of these beliefs, you know, we kind of know these beliefs. I was aware of these beliefs and I knew that they were unfounded. I would literally yell out that this is not true. And I would speak the truth out loud. So if I was find myself saying, oh, I can't attend this event because I'm not a people person, I would say, listen, I am a people person. I don't know where this lie is that I'm not a people person, but I am the bomb people person. People like me and I like people and I'm going to this event and it's going to be off. Like, say that out loud. Like, whatever's trying to keep me here, whatever you're trying to keep me away from, it's not going to work. Those are the things that I would yell out loud. And oftentimes I will be in a room by myself or in the car, because sometimes you just got to speak to what's around you so that it'll move. But this helped me at the moment. It did. It helped me at the moment. But honestly, I kept being confronted with the same false beliefs over and over again. My friend Jacqueline, you're going to hear her a lot because we talk a lot. So I mentioned this to my friend Jacqueline, and y'all know Jacqueline. I keep talking about her, but y'all know Jacqueline. And if you don't know her, go and listen to episode 59 of the Own Your Genius podcast, where she was sharing about how being exposed to the gender wage gap pushed her into entrepreneurship. And she also gave us some really dope tips about networking. So I was sharing with Jacqueline these beliefs that I kept being confronted with. And she said that I needed to do the work on those beliefs to get to the bottom of that. Like, why does this keep coming up? So that brings me to my third point of becoming a better receiver. You got to confront the story that you're telling yourself. If you're not open to receive, there's a reason why. Oh, I don't need all that. Oh, that's too much. Like, why are you telling yourself that? Oh, I don't deserve that. Oh, I'm not good enough. I got to reach a certain level of status before I can do this. Why are you telling yourself that? You have to confront that story that you're telling. We take for granted the impact our experiences have on us, especially our childhood. The work Jacqueline was referring to are four questions by Byron Katie that are meant to confront those beliefs and turn them on their head. I'll leave the link to the worksheet in the show notes on the Genius Lounge. So the show notes will be on the Genius Lounge with the link to the worksheet and the questions. But let me just tell you, for me, what the work did, I was forced to deal with how I was treated by my peers as a kid really affected me. Like, no matter how much I wanted to downplay it or tell myself that was, oh my gosh, so many years ago, we were just kids, I'm in a better place now. Which is all true, right? We were just kids. I am in a better place. But the truth is, a lot of my insecurities are tied to being teased for my complexion, being judged before people can get to know me, and, you know, other kids stuff. I mean, it was a lot. Like, when you do the work, it might have you in the corner with your thumb in your mouth and back and forth because it can be heavy. Needless to say, I'm taking this to therapy because you can't do the work by yourself. Therapy is great. Go to therapy. My friend, Rushni, I think she has a shirt that says, sis, go to therapy. Sis, brother, go to therapy. It's all too much for me to do by myself. Plus, I have to deal with all the shame. Like, it's not enough that I have these beliefs, right? And then you have these beliefs. And then for me, because the beliefs are tied to childhood stuff, now I have this big wall of shame surrounded by the fact that I'm letting 10 to 14 year old me run my life. What is that about? Just shared a little bit about some of the things that are blocking you from getting the things that you really ask, from having the business that you really want. Mindset is so important. If you don't tackle your mindset, if you don't tackle what's holding you hostage, you're going to find yourself stuck. And there's different levels of stuck. You can be stuck, have a seven-figure business, but you're still stuck, right? You can be stuck and have a six-figure business, or you can be stuck and you can never get it off the ground. There's different levels of stuck. And I talked about that. There's different levels. And when you rise up and you get to each level, you're going to be confronted with something that you're going to have to address. And so what I will say is, again, I'm just going to repeat the three steps is, one, determine what type of receiver you are. Very important, because you need to know where you're starting at. Can you even receive compliments? Are you at the level where you can receive jewelry but not real relationships? Like, where are you at as it relates to? And then once you realize where you are, you need to be intentional about opening yourself up to receive, which means you're going to have to be intentional about saying yes to things that make you uncomfortable. Number two. And number three, to become a better receiver, you're going to have to do the work. You're going to have to do the mindset work. You're going to have to challenge those limiting beliefs that have you stuck and hostage. This was a good one. Wasn't it a good one? So do this. Share this episode with a friend or two or three, right? Have them meet you at the Genius Lounge, which you can go find at either joinlakanya.com or thegeniuslounge.co. You can go there to create an account and join the conversation that we're having. You can listen to the podcast. It's a lot of good things going over in the Genius Lounge. But before you head over there, do not leave here without hitting that subscribe or follow button and rating this podcast. Let me know, did you learn anything from this episode? Tell me in the reviews what you learned from this podcast. I would love to hear it, because I know I'm not the only one have these issues and problems. Until next week, keep building your business, growing your brand, and owning your genius.